The Upper East Regional Police Commander, DCOP Bright Odru, says the 26 men arrested in connection with the conflicts in Talensi Nabdam will be screened to find out their roles in the violent acts which led to the death of four people. He said after the screening process, the necessary action will be taken against those culpable. Speaking on Behind the News, DCOP Bright Odru said security personnel have been deployed to these areas to ensure that calm is restored. He said, as it stands now, a lot of people have fled the conflict zones to neighboring towns.
We are being screened to find out their roles in the violence yesterday. And those who are found not culpable will be made released. And those that are found to have been involved in the incident will, of course, be taken to court.
So how soon will they be charged?
They will be cautioned initially. It's not a charge matter now because we are investigating. So we will caution them. We call it a caution statement. And then if we are taking them to court, those that are culpable or those that we think were involved will then be charged provisionally and then put before court, either for a month to enable us to continue our investigation.
Can you tell us some of the items you retrieved from them?
Oh, we retrieved a lot of bows and arrows. We also retrieved cutlasses, a lot of them. We retrieved a shotgun, and which was loaded with one cartridge. We retrieved several clubs, some of which were blood stained, ostensibly or obviously indicating that it was used in harming some other people. So these were the things we recovered from them.
So what is being done to maintain peace in Talensi Nabdam?
Oh, Talensi Nabdam generally is calm, except this incident, and as a result, we have deployed policemen there, and we also have military also there. They are there to assist us. But when we visited the place, we observed that most of the men had deserted the two villages, Namogo and Timbongo. They have fled into the bush, but there is calm.
The Upper East Regional Commander, DCOP Bright Odru. The Yendi Municipal Security Council has held a meeting with the Yona of the Abudugedna, Abukari, Mahama, and Mionlana of the Andani Gate, Alhas, and Abudu Ziblim at Yendi. The meeting was aimed at collectively ensuring that the peace in the Dagbon traditional area is sustained in the wake of clashes in other areas in the three regions that constitute northern Ghana. The MCE for Yendi, Issa Zakari, told Georgia Secretary that lasting peace will soon return to Yendi.
We hold meetings when there is an emergency. We meet to discuss issues. So each meeting was just a normal meeting, just to look at the security situation in Yendi. But all along, we've been planning to visit the Nyongana and then Yona. But the Yona moves to Yendi, and then he stays in Yendi. So we decided that, okay, if we are going to visit the Nyongana, it's good that we visit the Yona too. Maybe to speak to him and then... most probably his mission in Yendi. Visited him, he told us that according to the Dagbon tradition, if Yana dies, there are three main chiefs in Dagbon who usually come to stay in Yendi to see to western issues until the funeral of Yana is performed. And then he has come not to cause problems in Yendi, but to do one of the traditional rules that he's supposed to do. So we welcome him, and then we interacted with him, and he has assured us of helping Mr. to sustain the peace that we are enjoying in Yendi. We proceeded to Nyongana, we greeted him, we discussed issues with him, and they all boarded on peace.
Who is Mionlana?
Mionlana, he is the head of the Abudu family.
The Yona also represent Andani?
Yona also is an Andani. That it is alleged that according to tradition, when Yana dies, the Yona, Nyongana, and then the Karga, Karna, that is the Karga chief. They are the three chiefs who are to come and then stay in Yendi and then facilitate the process of the burial of the Yana and then the throughout performance. All along, the chiefs have been helping in maintaining peace in Yendi.
So based on your interaction with these prominent chiefs or leaders, did you see any indication of a lasting peace in the Dagbon traditional area?
Definitely. We are all in the process. And definitely, there will be one day that we'll find a lasting solution to the problem in Dagbon. So it's a process.
Of late, there have been conflicts in the three regions constituting Northern Ghana. Let me find out whether this meeting has also got something to do with possibly preventing a similar thing.
USEC, for that matter, even DISEC has the responsibility to see to it that there is maximum peace in each area of jurisdiction.
Yendi Municipal Chief Executive Isa Zachary talking to George Asikri.